Danny just got in trouble with his mum.
Actually?
She just said, stop butt casting.
Beautiful day outside. Go enjoy it.
Nobody listens to your podcast anyway.
Fucking burn Danny's mum. Damn it.
Yeah. She's still in the room, Danny.
You just see a shadow right there.
Oh, really? We're sorry. We thought you'd gone. We were making fun of Danny.
Right. I hope you're apologizing for our podcast in general.
Yeah. Just so the viewers know, Danny is actually away, and we're going to try playing with Skype, which I think is going to suck.
Hey,
we'll see.
Hey, everybody else. Wow.
We at least had the negativity about whether it was going to happen or not.
I know.
Hello there. It's your favorite podcast host, Thaddeus, you betcha, and you're joining us for another episode of Dungeons & Danger Zones. Now, last time, we barely escaped the vicious rats of the tunnel, and now we're making our way to the mill, which Governor Nighthill has requested the Sirius Squad to clear out. He's also tasked with capturing one of the marauders, so intelligence can be gained. We may be slightly short tonight because of Simon's head. It's still not the best, but that's okay. Our thoughts are with him.
And his family.
May he rest in peace.
And we're back.
Yeah. And we're back. So please enjoy tonight's episode of Dungeons and Danger Zones. Yes, over to you, Dave.
I made you a shield.
Okay, so you're in the cobweb tunnel with this little 5-foot wide tunnel. Stream going down towards the main river.
Where are we getting light from?
There's tunnel. Light coming in from the moonlight outside. You can sort of see.
Some of us have dark
most
vision.
Of you have dark vision anyway.
True.
Maybe we all do, don't we?
So you're heading towards the mill, which is being set on fire by the raiders. Which would be really bad for the town if it's set on fire, because, you know, dust can actually be quite explosive.
Mm.
You know, like old silo explosions.
Yeah, good thinking.
It's true. So ahead of you, you've killed the rats. Well done.
Pretty tough.
Oh, I did put down experience.
And ahead of you 12? Is... Yeah, 12 experience for that.
Beautiful.
Ahead of you is a large metal grate, sort of gate thing.
Yeah. I test it. To see if it can be I have a look at it to see if it can be opened easily. Mm-hmm.
Using?
Perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 19.
Yep. So you're inspecting the gate, you see that it's quite rusted.
Mm-hmm.
There is a keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it still could be usable.
Check it, spring fresh!
We don't have any keys, do we?
No, because they're really helpful in giving us these missions. Yeah.
I say, I have a key, hefting my maul, and strike at the door.
But aren't we busting open this castle's like back entrance to get invaded again?
Yeah. I just struck it.
After locking up the other
with
one?
Six.
We sure are.
There's like 20 entrances into this keep.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
Do a strength.
This is great castle design.
Six.
Really good.
I mean, not six.
Do
12.
A strength check.
I did. 12.
12? Okay, so your axe just sort of clangs on the metal, makes a very loud noise.
Okay, I'll bash.
We try again.
Yeah, I'll
wonder if someone who could use these tools to pick open a lock, I say.
Any semblance of stealth is long gone.
Well, I feel like that train left the station, didn't it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna not still hitting it?
I'm going to put my shield between my shoulder and the thing and push against it. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't do very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay, you bounce off the grate.
Okay, I'm gonna use my thieves tool.
That'd be good.
Almost like it was written. Oh, that's why there was a keyhole.
I got 9.
So your thieves tools break off in the lock, and the lock
did
is now unusable.
Okay, great.
Great.
Well, I guess.
Can you break his fucking weapon then? Break our character's main items?
Great.
Just randomly? Because apparently I'm useless.
So great.
Even though I'm super pro at them.
We'll get you some more, don't worry about it. I soothe you. Condescending.
As I smash my hammer once again.
No! Let's do it together. Oh, fine, whatever.
What was that one?
Good 20. Job, everybody.
Okay, so the The rusted metals finally give way with a loud clang, which echoes around throughout the town.
God, I hope the key gets taken through this fucking door. I don't give a shit.
You listened it for the most?
You definitely listened it for them. So the gate is open and you may exit into the stream.
I do just that.
Getting the tunnel.
I first.
Information.
Stride forward.
We're in a square.
You're just gonna walk out?
All
right. I'm gonna check if it's a drop first.
We're in a riverbed.
If it's a what?
Are we in a riverbed?
A drop?
No, there's no drop. It just sort of goes out to the
It's a riverbank. It's a riverbed, Danny.
We are bad at stealth, though.
No, I'm gonna say to the orc, now I know a thing or two about battle formations, being a war cleric.
Mm.
Let's go in a square formation with you and I in the front.
Yeah.
And our more useless members behind us.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I won't be sharing my potions when you guys are
Don't be like that, I'm just kidding. Alright. Let's go at the front so our heroic, really good members can go at the back. Now it just sounds patronizing. Let's just wander.
No, I like that one. That was fine.
Let's just wander along. How about that?
Just wander out aimlessly.
Okay, I shall stealth my way out in the dark and go have a look. Although we already alerted in everybody.
But you could sneak up, ambush them.
And I do have dark sight.
I made you a bow.
I got dark vision. So I treat it as day. I'm going to go have a look and I say, hold here, I'm going to have a quick scout around.
Perfect.
Do you want me to roll some shit?
Can you look at my bow that I made you?
Oh, nice one.
Now it looks like we're all equipped with our weapons.
So you're attempting to exit the tunnel without being seen after the loud noises.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Your legs break off.
In the
bright moonlight, there was enough to see in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Do a stealth.
I hope his legs break off.
Dexterity. Dexterity like stealth. Tools. Check.
Ooh.
DC 15.
Beautiful. Beautiful roll.
28.
Nice.
So it should have been hard, but either way.
Well, it's hard now.
it's hard now, but it doesn't matter. You pass, so you manage to slink out as a cloud passes in front of the moon.
Oh,
and clever. Blend in with the shadows and slink out into wherever you want to go.
So you got the river. It depends. There. What do I see? Like,
so you've got some sort of brush surrounding the river. You've got like a river bank sort of there, the water's.
How noisy like is the river? Is it like sloshing along?
No, it's pretty. It's a pretty peaceful river.
Oh, okay.
Just sort of trickling
What's
along.
What's the river's name? Frenum River.
Vastaferns.
Semen River. What? Vastaferns.
The Seminole.
Seminole River.
Seminole.
The Seminole River.
The Seminole River. There you go.
Great.
The Seminole River of Frenum.
Beautiful. Seminole River of Frenum.
Known for its beauty across the land.
Worldwide for its beautiful, like, white river rapids.
Yeah. It's got a really thick consistency to the water, which is really unique to this part of the world.
Oh, yes.
It's a river of jizz, guys.
Yeah, I think we get it.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Alright. Do I see enemies anywhere or anything? Or is it too dark? Or
roll perception.
Also, see if you can find the location of the mist in relation to the... of the mill, rather, in relation to the river.
What's the mill already?
You've got a map.
Are they going to set it on fire?
But, like, from where we are now.
The mill's already on fire.
So it should be pretty easy to spot, right?
Yeah, we know where that, but we're pretty terrible.
We know where the mist is. I mean, the mill is.
Okay.
What's perception?
We're just checking for enemies.
Everybody Wisdom. Knows where the mist is.
Yeah. Being a cool guy.
Perception.
So as you're sneaking out,
but
you
I
notice.
Do, I do treat it as day.
So. Yeah.
Oh hell!
You notice some movement from the bushes, and you see two cultists hiding in the bushes.
Mm.
One either side of the tunnel.
I'm actually going to go right up and try and stab this cunt in the back.
Okay.
Great.
Do you need to do another stealth check to like get into the bush?
Yeah, I think you need to do another stealth check to see whether you can sneak up on it.
So I got a 23.
Yes, you managed to sneak up quite well.
Nice.
So you may now, you have a special stab and back attack, don't you?
Just sneak attack, no more.
We'll just do a
sneak attack in the back of the neck. Best thing.
But you have advantage.
Yeah.
So I like how we don't know about any of this, so we're just waiting in the tunnel.
Yeah.
I hope you miss, and then just like waiting for a while. You can do it without letting him make any noise also.
No, there's two of them.
Oh!
Guess we got a crit.
Crit?
Yeah, exactly, because if one gets alerted to the other one.
What do I do with crit in this?
You roll each damage dice twice.
19.
Plus 3. No, plus dex.
Sweet, so that's like 24.
Yeah, that's a lot of damage for a fucking peon.
Fuck yeah.
So you.
Is it your rapier?
You, yeah. Nice. You sneak up behind him and just.
Good cloak.
You know, grab his. Grab his.
Back, but your arm just goes straight through him.
That'd be great.
Like, stab, and you just keep going.
I feel like it would have been unstealthily, just grabbing his neck, grabbing his mouth, and just like completely beheading him.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. You go to cut his throat, but you end up just completely beheading him.
That's fucking great.
Rapiers are more pointy than anything else.
They
though,
have those sharps, but
it's more. I think you more like, use the sharp bit.
The cover point his is mouth to, and like put one through his ear or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like poke it in.
Oh, right.
Into his brain.
Poke it, yeah.
You get him in the base of the spine, and it just completely makes him stand up like normally. So, like, the other guy doesn't even realize he's dead. He's just standing there, but he's
I don't think
just...
they can see each other. That's their problem right now.
Yeah, they can't actually see
each other. That was bad tactics. Science says also don't stab through the jaw. Alright. So you'll just get the front of lungs. Are you going to try and do another stealth check to go and get the third one?
I'm
or because you've rolled really well, you can just go over
from
there.
Where I am. Do you reckon I can arrow him, David?
Is it raised in between?
Nah, the other one. So that's your surprise round.
Oh,
did
wait,
the other one know he's an idiot?
He hasn't seen me.
Because didn't he crit a stealth?
Yeah.
So he didn't hear him or anything?
I didn't imagine that I would have made any noise.
True. No, you're
because that's what I was saying, is like they're both hiding in the bushes, which is kind of down.
Can't see what
there is.
Well, you should,
no, you're quite right.
You should
look at it when you get back.
Shall I try arrow the other one?
Yeah. Or even do the same. Like, do a stealth check.
I've
just been rolling well.
You should also, when you get back, just don't tell us any of this happened. Just get all the experience.
So what are you guys doing? I want to give you guys a chance to do something.
We're just hanging out.
Are you just waiting?
Because he was like, I'll be back in a minute. And we're like, alright.
We're waiting.
I was kind of hoping, because I'd done really well previously, that you guys would actually just like let me do some stuff.
I think,
like, you know, you'll be like, he's got it.
Which has been keeping my eye on this guy sneaking around, so I maybe have been trying to watch where he's going.
Oh, nice. Well, you're going to see an arrow go flying past the entrance.
Dumb.
Well, I think we're just waiting in the tunnel, right?
Yeah, we did plenty with the door.
Cool.
Yeah,
it hits.
Yeah, we're all...
I've done my thing tonight. Yeah. Settling down for the long haul.
Right. It's a 1d6.
Do what you need to do, but don't waste me, I say.
It's still a sneak attack. Because he hasn't seen
him. You got it right, Miff?
Yeah.
11.
Okay.
It's 11 damage.
So the arrow flies silently through the night and catches him square in the temple. And he just goes and falls over.
Oh, wow.
Do a perception check.
Good shooting.
Ten of an ashish kebab.
Perception was wisdom, was it?
Great job, you killed the only opposite.
No, it's 12.
Sure, there's more at the mill.
So the clouds.
Oh fuck! Why not? Why not? fuck! I totally forgot about our objective.
If
I was taking that first one, we could have just gone back.
Just left.
Just left the mill.
No. Yeah, we've got our objective, and we can sort
that
out for the room.
That's so good. Do you? So we just hear this like thunk, and then we hear this elf just like cursing himself, like fuck!
Damn it! Why did I kill him? So the clouds move away from the moon and it casts its bright light down again. You
can't
notice across
the
stream
as a wise woman
a couple of kobolds behind the other bushes with their slings at the ready
looking at the entrance of the tunnel.
Are they on the other side of the river?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking great, I say, rolling initiative.
Are you all right out there? Are you all right out there, Mist? Mist?
These kobolds are bad news, dude. They're the ones who've been attacking the town.
Yeah, I'm rolling initiative.
You've been fighting kobolds, like, this whole time.
No, I know.
Getting impatient, man.
I want to charge.
I want you guys to, because it feels weird, just me.
No, that was great. But I just
that was really cool.
And your stealth mission.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was pretty great. If you had,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Danny, young man, can I wash your hands before dinner?
So Danny is on Skype with us.
Danny just got in trouble with his mum.
And his mum just told him to be a big boy and go do something.
Actually?
She just said, stop butt casting.
Play outside.
Stop doing your gay podcast that nobody likes, son.
It's a beautiful day outside. Just go enjoy it.
Nobody listens to your podcast anyway.
Fucking burn Danny's mum. God damn it.
Are we good?
Yeah.
She's doing the room, Danny.
Why do we have it? She's just like watching
it. You're just like...
I might give us kachikas.
Sorry, Danny's mum.
Yeah, sorry, Danny's mum. Hope you like the cast.
You can just see her shadow right there.
Oh, really?
Is she enjoying the cast so far? Hello.
We're sorry. We thought you'd gone. We were making fun of Danny.
Right. I hope you're apologizing for our podcast in general.
Yeah. Now,
I'm
like,
sorry
make sure you
created this thing.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Okay, so we can see the kobolds from where we are? Or we can't?
You can't.
I can't.
You have no idea about any of this.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what I thought. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Mist, what's going on, Mist? Mist!
You guys are the worst.
Mist!
Where are you wearing your kerchief?
I was thinking, like, as a headband over my eyes a little bit. All dark and moody.
Kerchief over the eyes?
Mm. Oh, I love him.
And
so, you haven't actually entered combat yet.
No. Tied my weapon to
No, I've got your initiative.
I'm still hanging out.
Alright, so what you doing, Chris?
So, basically, it's up to...
I don't know. I'm just
you guys to roleplay what you're doing, and
well, we
up to you.
We don't know about them yet, right, Dave?
No,
well,
we don't.
At least some of them stood there.
Yeah,
you guys don't know about them. You're hanging out in the tunnel,
yeah.
Waiting for something to happen.
And you did, but you would have probably maybe seen or heard an arrow of us.
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah.
So you're aware of these two.
I would just chuck in another arrow towards them, to be honest.
Yep.
Towards this guy. And I crit.
Great shot.
Nice.
Oh my god, you're on fire.
Can we just say that he's dead? Maybe even silently with that shot?
Yeah, no, you definitely.
Wow, you really need to help, mate. We're really not,
I'm so proud of myself.
So much wait, do we have to capture an officer?
We have to capture someone.
Anyone.
At some point.
Just don't kill everyone.
You should draw.
Okay,
them.
So you,
You really
you
need to, stop him.
Kill this one. but you reveal your position to this one in doing so.
Even with the 20?
Yeah.
Because he sees his
He sees an arrow.
Through the head.
But it's dark.
But there's the moon. You can't fight the moonlight.
And at that...
Can that be an episode name?
Can't fight it.
How much is...
Oh, you know it. Damn.
Okay, so if there's no way I could do that stealthily, I say, as I shoot the arrow, I say to you guys, advance, kobold with sling, 12 o'clock.
Ah! I'm going to rush out once I hear that.
So let's go in order now.
Yep.
So, first up is Espinita.
Alright, so I rush out and I see the kobold. How roughly how far is this river?
It's 30 to the other side.
Okay, and how deep is it? Like, could I wade across or would I have to try and swim?
No, you can wade. It's not, it's, if you look at it, it's not.
Dwarves aren't very good in the water.
Can I see the kobold from where I am, right?
No. They're still hidden to you.
Okay.
But oh, wait, said, no, you pointed out the one, didn't you?
I said
yeah, so you can see that one.
So you said 12 o'clock. It's not at all at 12 o'clock. But what I'm going to do is use my spell.
Is he in front of you?
No, he's not. He's off to the side.
It's more like...
It's more like 1 o'clock. Like, so, but no, what I'm going to do... Wait,
11 o'clock.
I can use my flame spell.
Is it 1 o'clock in the morning or in the afternoon?
Have you emerged from the tunnel?
Yeah, I come out of the tunnel.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my flame spell at 12 o'clock.
Wait up.
Directly in front of me. Oh, there was one there. Okay,
oh,
good.
Sweet.
That works out.
This is great. Oh, yeah.
So,
as you emerge, I say, oops.
I hope we get sighted down and we just
the other kobolds that...
No, that's really funny, because I was going to shoot at 12 o'clock to teach you the lesson of instruction.
So,
proper directions.
It turns out there's a lot more in the bushes, Danny.
It's alright, we'll just, we can always turn around.
Yeah, this is going to the key.
No, but like walked over, like snuck over.
Yeah.
But I just didn't think I could get across that river.
Nah, and this right. would have eventually been so, like in the middle of it, and they would have all been like,
in the middle of the river, splashing around.
So they all have a surprise attack at you.
Do they all have advantage?
My d20's been stolen. No.
Well, that's lucky. Damn, I guess you can't roll, man, if you have any
d20. Oh, there it is. Okay, so they're all use their slings at poor old Espinita.
Looks like someone's rolling up a bud. So good. I'm so happy with it. I like how long you're just, like, waiting for this to happen. And we were just like arguing about the semantics. I bet you're like, come on, just step out.
You could have actually gone out if you weren't so fucking loud. You could have gone out and got a surprise attack on them.
Yeah.
But because, A, Danny, because Nam yelled really loudly.
In the tunnel you did.
In the tunnel.
I did it.
They cast a cat.
You yelled the rats.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then you bashed open the door, they were all aware that something was coming out.
I used Minor Illusion instead, remember?
No.
That was around later.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Are you looking up a new character?
Dangerous Dave strikes again.
Yeah, I
think you're gonna have to be Druid or Bard if you're gonna.
Just for viewers, Chris is at the computer looking up new characters and classes.
I'm actually looking at how many cantrips I have.
What's your AC?
It's 18.
Okay.
It's real sus when the DM asks that before rolling any dice.
Yeah.
No, I've rolled 4 dice.
Oh, okay, good.
So two of them hit. So they all use their rock slings.
Wait. You can do an unlimited cantrips, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right, I'm sorted then. I was like, how the fuck am I getting across this river? But I can use some flame spells. That's fine. All right, yes. How many
So two me? Of them hit.
As soon as the first one goes past, I hold up my shield. Do they bang off my shield?
It's such a great thing, all these rocks.
Two hit.
Two of them bang off your shield.
Good.
Fuck
was that?
Well,
such a woman.
But are you... Luckily for me, one of them's at 12 o'clock now, so...
Yeah. I was just thinking that. Because I'm ready to go out and blast at 12 o'clock. And I quickly hold my shield up. Yeah, that's really funny. That really worked out. Well, that's what I was hoping. It was just that one. It was like,
the what?
You said 12 o'clock. This one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they took that out.
It's a dumb mechanic.
So, two rocks, one hits you, in the head, and then you hold your shield up. Two more bounce off, but then the other one adjusts its aim and smacks you in the head as well. And the two that hit you do 4 bludgeoning damage each.
Son of a biscuit, I cry.
Did you hear me say sorry, bro?
You do have that healing potion, though, don't you?
Vaguely, but yes, I have concussion now, so...
So you are able to consume the healing potion and
so will
action
you now be
in
irritable combat. In game?
So, now it's your turn to attack. After the surprise round.
I'm gonna go back in the tunnel.
Fuck this. Just leave.
Can we walk past each other in the tunnel?
So, I'm just gonna take about...
You can squeeze past each other.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go about 10 feet back in the tunnel.
Yeah.
But before I did so, I got a good glimpse of this guy. And I'm gonna fire a flame spell at his exact location.
Just straight out.
Yes, now he needs to do a saving throw.
So, Espinita is moving out of line of sight against your spell the other characters ability. Outside.
Oh, yeah, which is 14.
So DC 14?
Yeah. Dix.
Mum fell asleep, guys.
Hmm? Your mum fell asleep?
Yeah, look.
Was she pretty bored at the cast?
As long as he rates us 5 out of 5.
So he
did you
succeeds?
Tell her that we'll
so
send
dogs
her
out of the way?
What were we going to send? Some kind of
is
candy bar?
Is a success
bar?
Just half
where
damage or is it?
Yeah.
Nah, miss.
Misses.
Yeah.
So
I think I haven't looked at it.
A lot of them are just half damage.
Okay. Nah, I think it's missed.
Okay.
Yep. So he ducks out of the way.
He did indeed dodge.
Okay, did I set a fire on the bank?
Yeah, the brush is on fire.
Alright, good.
Because there's not enough fire in this town yet.
And I'm going to use the rest of my move to move further back into the town. So I'm now 20 feet in the tunnel. Well, that means they'll be able to... They'll have to really come front on, which means we can blast them easier. Mm.
Okay, so now it's... Nah,
so
your
I'm
turn. Nah.
Out of 18, so
you're up.
Be fucked up.
Alright, so
I don't
wake up.
In a healing space.
And...
It's gonna be
a
better
so, can I see them from where I am in the tunnel?
No, you're sort of further down the tunnel behind Chris and Giannis.
You can go to the entrance of the tunnel, then you'll be able to see like one or two of them maybe.
Or you could go outside and see them all.
It's true.
So if you go out the tunnel, there's some brush to the left and right that you can take cover in.
Okay.
I'm grumbling about my sore head. That's my interaction.
Wait. Alright, I'll do that. Why not?
Because it's
run out of brush.
Okay.
Go!
Oh, great. Now they've used that their surprise round. Okay.
Do you want to go left or right?
Fucking great.
Dude, he would have died instantly. He'd gone out. It would have just been like, hey, what's up?
was this picturing this head like...
Yeah.
Hey, miss, and just all these rocks, like, swinging in his face.
I wish I didn't do that. I still look at David's face when he was like...
Yeah,
just
I saw that too.
Yeah.
Well, then...
Yeah.
Long range for these guys, though.
No, it's only, like, 30 feet.
30 feet?
It's 30 feet.
Yeah. I was expecting Rowdy all over again when you moved out. You're just like, yeah, I can use it. Oh, and it's sized in half. Oh, it's perfect.
And I... at
least these two
are awesome. Because I don't have my spells back.
All right.
I don't mind.
Shoot at that one.
Well,
the one in front of you?
I have a last resort healing spell.
That one.
That one?
Well, I'm pointing at David.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah, that one.
The one at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
12 o'clock?
Yeah.
12 o'clock, okay. Go for it. Roll it out. Whoa.
Whoa. What a roll.
Such a dramatic roll.
15.
Whoa! That hits.
Woo!
Plus proficiency, plus charisma, I think. So yeah, that'll hit.
It's defo a hit.
Defo hits lol.
Whoa. please roll differently.
You don't have to show us the roll, we believe you.
4 damage!
4.
4 damage!
Have you added your dex?
You don't for spells.
Oh, you don't?
I don't add anything to it.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's just 1d8, so it can do 1 damage.
Alright, so you,
Oops.
You severely annoy one of the kobolds.
Kitchen this whole time.
Is he like fire whips in his eyes?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Who's next?
Kobolds?
Did you do initiative for the kobold?
Yeah.
Dave's on it.
Misty is next.
On the case.
Okay, I have an ability where it's a free action I can try and hide.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's dark and I'm in the bushes, I'm thinking maybe I can do that. But I did look up the rules before I hit my head on what all this shit does, but I definitely actually can't remember. Like, a week before that is actually pretty hazy.
Jesus.
For sure. So, I guess we just can't be bothered looking that up. So I'll just attack this guy instead.
Sweet.
Yeah,
choose.
Let's fuck it up. So it's plus 5 plus
Being attacked by a bug.
That's a swan! 13 versus AC?
Yeah, that hits.
Cool.
These guys are shit. I say from the tunnel.
The kobolds. Two, and then what did we say you could add to the damage?
Yeah. Dex.
It is
if
dex.
It's a dex attack.
Okay.
Seven
damage.
Sure.
We had this discussion and we did agree that I got to add it.
Good point.
Because we had this back and forth for fucking ages.
I asked multiple times when this broke.
I studied the rules a lot over Christmas.
Also, otherwise I'd deal like no damage.
Yeah.
Because I was dealing like one damage a hit for a long time. That was pretty good.
You add your dex mod or your strength mod to damage, but you do not add your proficiency to damage. Yeah. You just add that.
This is like the third time we've discussed it.
Hey, Danny, you got that? Good.
Yeah.
People just don't let me be any good.
Okay, so you,
Danny hates me.
There's the episode title. You guys just don't let me be any good.
you take out the kobold.
I'm supplying all the good ones.
Do I?
Yeah, you strike him square in the eye socket.
7 damage. Holy shit.
Sweet.
Yeah,
they're little baby kobold.
No, that should be an Espinita quote.
Does it go through the eye?
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, 7's better than 4.
Espinita.
Depends what it is. If it's height and feet, then clearly 4's better than 7. I say, looking up at the orc.
Good point.
I just do not get the joke. I couldn't have gone any more in my head. I'm just like, no. I do not pick up on the sarcasm.
You know what they say, orcs aren't very good at detecting.
Alright, so it's Kobold's turn.
No humor.
Do they all attack Mist because he's just out in the open?
I'm still in the bushes.
Oh, they're aware of him though.
Yeah, well, you guys both shot at them, right?
So dead.
Sorry, Mist got con.
I think. So these two are going to charge across the stream.
Oh, yes! Ooh, terrible strategy.
At the warlock. And these two are going to.
Stream, not river.
Fling their rocks. One there and one there. One at Espinita.
Help
Bunny. Oh, wait, no, who's out?
Espinita.
Nam.
No, you're back in.
I'm in the tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is.
Nam came out there. So one at Nam and one
at. Come out.
One at Misty.
Zing.
So we'll do the rock flinging first. Num 19 versus AC.
I deflect that with ease. With
yeah.
19 versus AC.
No, he's kidding.
Yeah, it hits me.
Yeah.
Wait.
In the face.
So you take 5 damage.
11 AC.
So it's 5 damage.
He 11.
Oh wait, he hasn't leveled up. He might die. Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Whoa.
So a rock hits you square in the head.
I hope a wizard comes out.
And
called Nam because he couldn't think of
it. Misty, the rock just flings. So this guy was aiming at you, but he let go too early, and it ended up hitting his buddy.
Oh, sweet!
What a jerk.
Classic kobold. Yeah, it caves in his skull.
Oh no!
And he dies.
I don't even have to try anymore to kill him.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That is really awkward.
Yeah. Like I'd be like, uh oh.
Yeah, that was a critical failure.
Oh, that is really funny.
Nice.
And then these two charge across.
Splash. Do they get half movement across the ocean?
I don't think so. I think they can just sort of splash across.
Is it not
across.
Difficult to write?
Not really.
Alright.
It's a pretty puny stream at this part of the...
So
pretty calm
just,
area.
I probably could have just gone across it.
Yeah.
Alright.
And they both...
I don't regret my decision.
Have a hoon at... who's that? That is
Nam.
Misty.
No, it's Nam.
No, it's none, that's right.
Yep.
So they both attack with their daggers at Nam.
Man, you're in some trouble, Biscuit. You are in some serious trouble now.
So one was 8 versus AC.
Hits.
Misses. The other is 14.
Hits.
Okay, so one of them hits, the other clangs off your
leather.
Yeah. No, it clangs off your horn.
Nice.
And it does...
Where do you have hits?
Does... 5 damage.
Whoa, I'm unconscious.
No, all right. No!
Brilliant.
Boom.
Did he cut his throat and he's bleeding out?
Oh my god.
What? So,
sounds fair.
Well, I'm at bang on 0, so I don't think I'm bleeding out yet, but I'm unconscious.
No, as soon as you're on 0, you start bleeding out.
You have to start making... You're not bleeding out, you just have to make saving throws.
Yeah, which... But a good narrative way of just demonstrating that mechanic.
Is there a drop being cut?
Why wouldn't it be?
Slowly sawing through your throat.
Because I give a gesture through. I just want to heal it. I just want to heal it really grandly.
Every turn, he's like doing 2 saws across the neck.
Really slowly, because you've got 6 seconds. So it's,
yeah.
And it's such a blunt dagger, you've really got to force it.
Yeah. I just want to heal a cool neck wound, I don't know.
Worst healer ever. Is it bad? So is it bad? Oh, I'll give it a minute.
Now it's spring.
Yeah. That's to... what I thought when you said that, Chad. Like,
can I, as I'm running, because all I know is there's people like, across the back, would I see them in my peripheral as I'm running out?
Yeah.
I immediately turn around and swing my maul at the first kobold I see.
Cool.
And I do what's known as a reckless attack, which means I get advantage.
Oh, everyone who attacks you has advantage.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's definitely what's needed.
More kobolds.
Yes. Ah, 20. Great. That was unnecessary. Woo-hoo! Great. So I deal
a roll. Do you want to roll it again?
Yeah.
Sorry.
20.
Ah, 8.
I'll take the 8.
Alright.
I've just advantage on that.
So do I get to roll both weapon die again?
I think you should roll 2d6.
Each dice is rolled twice.
Oh, on a crit. So I get to roll 4d6.
Yeah.
Just
don't bother.
Just don't bother.
Oh,
this is terrible. Three.
Four, one. Both down there, guys. I'm just looking out fighter.
8. Plus 4. So I deal
I'll save you, don't worry.
12 damage. With 46.
Yeah, so you...
That was terrible.
I'm a true hero.
Because I had plus 4.
1, 2, 1,
yeah, and
3.
Yeah.
You definitely emulsify that kobold.
Excellent. If they hadn't knocked you down, I would have left you because of your zinger before. So I would have just ran across the road and just left you. So they knocked you down.
There's gotta be some of those.
So there's just 2 left.
Sexy.
Cool.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna run out. Grab it around the neck and squeeze until it passes out.
I yell out, we need a hostage. Could be convenient to grab one of these so we don't have to get up.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, you were? Okay, cool.
That's why I'm squeezing it so it passes out.
I thought you were trying to pop his head off or something.
No. Otherwise, I would have just done it with my hammer.
Okay, cool.
So, how do I...
Did you drop your shield to do so?
To grapple?
Yeah.
It's an unarmed attack, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure if you're not...
17? 17 versus AC?
Oh, yeah, that'll hurt.
Cool. And then I'll see if I can squeeze the unconsciousness out of him. 6.
Damage.
No, if you're not proficient, you deal 1 damage.
Oh, right, okay.
No, but there's got to be a narrative way to knock people out.
You just take disadvantage.
Like...
You can use your axe to knock them out.
My hammer?
Yeah, you can use it.
Alright, I'm going to...
You can just use the flat side.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll kick him over and then press my hammer on his throat until he passes.
So just roll it as though it was your hammer.
Okay, then 4 damage.
Cool.
6 damage, right?
6 damage, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you knock it out.
Great! And then...
it's probably your turn, right?
Yeah, I think some of my spells are bonus actions, so I can do them the same turn, but this one, I believe, is a full action.
Certainly not a healing spell, because he's not thinking about that.
No, it's
yet.
Just a stabilizing spell, because he can use his healing potion to drink.
Because
I've only got 1 spell left, you see.
And that's being saved?
Oh, but
I'm saving that for when it's really dire.
Nah.
Well, my only healing spell is not that's a cantrip is a stabilizer.
So Nam has to make a saving throw.
Don't die, Nam.
Pass.
Yay.
Pass. Yeah. So that's 1 success.
Nice. Ah, so you'll be fine. I can just do it. Hang around for a couple more rounds.
Strangling this guy.
It's just like now it is Misty.
I'm healing.
Well, he did have his throat cut. So.
That's true.
Nine, no, 11 versus AC.
I'm gonna. I got some rope in my bag to tie him up.
Misses.
Okay, sweet. About time.
Did you say it missed?
It missed. It's been awkward.
What has been awkward doing all the killing?
It actually has.
Whatever, just enjoy it. You know, you have time to shine.
So you because miss. No.
You know what they say: great 1 minute, terrible the next.
Oh wait, hold on. Can I try? So how do cantrips work? Wait. Okay.
Just
now,
spell you can use anytime.
Anytime?
Yeah.
The action cost as well.
It doesn't use
it's either a full or a bonus.
So instead of moving, you can...
No, it's action, it's instead of attacking.
Yeah. It's either an action or a bonus action. Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, no, that's cool. So I will know.
Cool.
Yay.
Hi, hi,
hi. Hi,
so, now it's Kobold's turn. He's going to start running away.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Funny.
Also, since he's the one who just brained his fucking buddy.
So, what a dick!
He's so good!
Feeling a bit more so he's, everyone else died.
He's just gonna run.
Everyone ran off. Those two didn't see him because they ran off, then they got smashed.
I had some survival.
And he was like, what? He was gonna fucking bail.
So he's running away. That's 30 feet. Cool. Do you guys want to chase him down?
Nope.
I want to try just and put him... an arrow on his back.
Okay, so cool. I'll let you just have a
pot shot
at him.
Keen.
Have you noting how many arrows?
No, I haven't.
I dropped my maul to one hand and pull out a javelin and throw it in.
Oh, right. Big throw. Cool. Man, that'd be fucking cool if it hit.
Which it might.
What's the range on it?
30 feet.
So be long range?
Okay, I'll let you have a...
I mean, you could probably...
So it's 30 and then 120.
So disadvantage?
It would be disadvantage beyond 30 feet.
Yeah.
But
would you give Yannis a move and then a throw?
Oh yeah, so he could run across the river.
No, I'll treat it just like a opportunity attack.
Okay.
So that's 7 plus 6, so 13.
A fair roll.
Great.
Yeah, beautiful.
That deals 9 damage.
9 damage.
Nice!
Yeah, 1d6.
Yeah, so as he's turning and running, you see your opportunity and throw a javelin. It hits him square in the back, and he just does the classic, like,
as
it falls on his front.
Between his shoulder blades.
I say, I've got dust in my eye.
All right.
Turn me off.
While we're doing that, I'll bend down and I'll lick the blood off Nam's neck, and then I'll put my hand around it and I'll say the magic healing word.
What? Wait. Do you just go down and you're
like, you gotta clean the wound before you.
Just so I've got this picture in my head.
And then I put my hand around his throat and I say, penis in your butt, penis in your butt, penis in your butt. And then his bleeding neck knits itself together.
Serious healing time.
Yeah. And then I take a rope out of my bag and I bind the... Actually, you better do that because you're a thief. I imagine that you're good at knot tying. What's that? What would that skill be? Sleight of hand?
I am good at that. Yeah, but I figure anybody can tie knots, right?
Well, I can't. I'm really bad at them.
While you're doing that,
I'll
rifle you the through Danny's pack and pull out his potion and force feed it to him.
Cool.
So can you roll 2d4 plus 2, Danny?
Because
you're unconscious, so rummage through your shit and just pour the potion
down. No, don't you go back to 1 when you get stabilized? Oh, no, right, yeah. I'm going to roll mine as well.
So, Chris stabilized, you see you're not
so you
dying.
Do get 1.
Oh, you got a 1, Danny.
I still do so.
Okay, as he's waking up.
He's like coming to and I'm just like, no, drink this!
Hmm?
Do
I only get
1?
2d4 plus what?
2.
Okay, so I did mine as well. And
were we meant to capture a leader or just anybody?
Sure, it was a leader.
Just anybody.
It didn't say. Now,
so 2d4 plus 2, Dan.
5.
Nice.
5. Cool.
Sweet. I also drank 1 and I got 7. Okay, so you tied him up there, Miss?
Did you roll a 1 twice? No. 1 and a 2.
Get.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, better take this off me. Make sure you rub out your healing potion because that was your one, Danny.
Yeah,
alright.
Did you pull his up?
No.
I did.
Yannis pulled out his own one to get his own.
Oh, yeah.
And I drank my own at the same time.
Yeah, I wasn't giving him mine.
Should we quickly run this guy back since we're like 60 feet from the castle?
This shit is awesome. Also, we should tell them that there's another open entrance for people to just wander in.
Can we do that in like 10 seconds of game time so we don't spend like half an hour fucking around doing it?
Well, first you need experience.
Oh, yes.
That's the most important.
So everyone except Misty gets 37.
367.
37. And Misty gets 87.
Fuck
yeah. What a hero. Because you took down two of them by yourself.
Last time we did you go off, Mr. I'm hogging all the XP.
Fuck yeah.
So you get all the XP.
Hell yeah. Are you on... Oh no. I need to do my own math now because we won't be on the same. Man, we're still all on different experience now.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
What are you on?
Four.
Alright, well I'm on 404.
Wait, how are you on 404?
Oh, I missed out quite a bit.
Wait, really? 404?
What are you on? 363 now. Like plus 87. Yeah, you'll be on like 480.
Alright, wait, no.
Yeah.
Dude.
363
plus
87.
It's about 300. I missed out quite a few encounters at the start.
I did. Unfortunate.
Isn't that 500,
yeah, 450.
I'm on slightly more than you, but we're way behind.
So I should be 46 behind you because you've got 50 more than me, but I've got some sweet equipping experience.
How are
you
caught?
What?
Is that right?
We're not caught up in the slightest.
What? So, because you've killed all the enemies.
Except
that,
one, the one that I tied, the one that we tied up.
Yeah, except for that one. But you've killed all, you've incapacitated all the enemies that know about this entrance.
And they call him Daryl.
The enemies don't know about this entrance now.
Okay,
so you can use it as an exit.
Oh, very good.
At will.
Good, good, good.
You've just got to sort of be careful as you're exiting to make sure there's no one out there that'll see you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're ruined.
I pull some branches over it.
Good.
Cliffs.
If you guys can grab the grate, I can cast Mending on it to try and get it back on its hinges.
Oh, good idea. Do it. Mm-hmm. While you do that, I go off and get my javelin back.
Yep, I lift it up so that Nam can do that. And should we leave it there? How are you doing?
Yeah, probably leave it.
Alright. And so, they've made it out of the tunnel. The rats was last episode, wasn't it? Yes, it was. So, they made it out of the vicious tunnel, and next time, no doubt, they'll get to the mill, probably, unless something else minor happens along the way, in which case it'll be the episode after next. Please.
I like how me almost dying was something minor.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah.
Death is cheap in this world, Nam.
Let that be a lesson to you.
And you're fine, you were never in any danger. That handsome Espinita had you. Ah, and so we'll leave it there. Thank you again for joining us, dear viewers. And no doubt we'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Dungeons and Danger Zones.
And Diddles.
And Diddles. Goodbye!